Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket is at the Capitol for members of Congress and others to pay their respects. Rabbi Lauren Holzblatt.
Justice did not arrive like a lightning bolt, but rather through dogged persistence. The days of her life.
Justice Ginsburg will be buried next to her husband at Arlington National Cemetery next week. Police in Louisville, Kentucky report 24 arrests during last night's protests over the Breonna Taylor police shooting.
State Representative Attica Scott was among those who was arrested. Scott has been a vocal supporter of these protesters and has authored what is known as Breonna's Law, the end of no-knock warrants here. Police were reporting that there were demonstrators that were shattering windows, causing damage, including spray painting some of the city buses. Someone even tried to set the city's library on fire with a flare, but I'm told the damage to that was minimal.
Fox's Mark Meredith. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're working into some improvements in our weather. Gradually, we'll get into some sunshine. There could be an isolated stray shower somewhere. Today's high 83, tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later in the day. It's going to be warmer. Mid-80s Saturday, mid-80s again on Sunday. Sunday afternoon, there could be a few showers, possible thunderstorm perhaps. We're looking ahead to next week, and I see an important cold front with scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday night. Much nicer air behind it Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, and beyond. Comfortable air and cooler nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx was in Alabama Thursday. Dr. Birx met with Governor Kay Ivey and State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris before holding a roundtable discussion at Auburn University. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count is now over 133,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports that just over 13,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now below 750. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed is making sure city workers have time to vote in the November election. He issued a directive giving city employees paid time off to vote in person or absentee in the upcoming election. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Mix makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Metro Fitness has been voted the best health club in Montgomery again this year. We're inviting you to see why. 55 group fitness classes a week, an indoor track, functional fitness zone, plus your traditional cardio and your weight room. All this for one price under one roof. Different membership options are available. Come try us out and receive 7 days free. MetroFitness.com.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark, Eddie Bader, and the house man in the phones, and keeping me some company, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's so great to see all the birthday regalia around the studio. Happy birthday to good friend Greg Budell. You know, I love doing this show. Some days it might not seem like it, but I do. It's not the show. It's the news and politics can get to you. But I love doing this show. I've been working towards being able to do a three-hour show every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to, you know, tip my hat to Dan Morris. Great having Dan back in the saddle, getting the band back together there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really do some days miss working with Greg. You want to talk about, it's hard to explain. Maybe a good analogy is it's like having a dance partner.
It is.
Somebody who knows how to tango, and Greg is a dream to work with on the air. You can tell that guy has been radio royalty many times in his life, and it's because he's very talented, and he works his butt off to do it.
Yeah, he does.
So happy birthday, Greg. I miss working with you. Maybe one of these days we'll take over the afternoon together again.
Or you could always come in on a Saturday morning show like Rich does.
No, it's, I'm not going to do
that. That's what I thought. Your love is limited.
272-9228. 272-9228. Now, here's this story that's been out there for a little while now, Eddie. Did you see? You know, it's what people call a lid. Let's put a, no, there's a lid on it.
Yep, yep. I know what you're talking
and
about.
And Biden has just been incognito, like in incognito mode. You know, Joe, that doesn't completely stop people from seeing what you're browsing on the internet. All right. Need to get yourself a VPN, sir.
Yes, he does.
But yeah, he's just been missing. Missing in action.
Anybody got a GPS tracker on him or anything? We know where he's at?
Yeah, I don't know. But this is from John Solomon at justthenews.com. No door knocks, little press access, and early lids. Biden campaign stalls with 40 days left. The momentum of the Joe Biden campaign is showing signs of stalling. less than a month and a half before the November 3rd election, with the Democratic nominee at the center of a political effort that is foregoing knocking on doors, skipping entire days worth of campaigning, and at times appearing to avoid engagements with the press, in contrast to his more gregarious, love that word, Republican opponent. Biden's campaign has notably eschewed door-to-door knocking over the course of the waning election season. That decision has panicked some Democratic operatives, but Biden campaign officials have argued it's necessary in light of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The Trump campaign, meanwhile, claims to have knocked on over 30 million doors and placed 120 million phone calls. Biden campaign manager Jen O'Malley said earlier this month that door-to-door knocks alone, quote, don't have any impact on reaching voters. Huh? What? Okay. The Democratic campaign, she said, has been relying on, quote-unquote, conversations with voters in order to get out the vote. But, you know, not actual in-person conversations.
Right.
But, you know, Joe looking kind of wild-eyed into a camera.
Cardboard cutouts of Joe is what they're going to end up with.
This is something the campaign is doing almost exclusively through virtual means such as phone calls and text messages. What we're finding is that we are able to actually connect and reach more people than we had been in previous cycles through the phone. That confidence has not trickled down to every 2020 Democratic campaign. Numerous Democrats in federal and state races have taken to knocking on doors, a perennial election tradition that many see as a time-tested campaign tactic that politicians discard at their own peril. Dave Carney, a veteran Republican campaign operative who runs the New Hampshire public relations firm Norway Hill Associates, said, well, he accused Biden in the Biden camp of Pollyannish hubris. Gotta love the smell of hubris in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I demonize myself in the mirror every day. I don't give myself a pep talk. I downplay my abilities. I'm like, you get out there, you schmuck, and you try to make something of yourself
in
this world.
That's very Stuart Smalley of you.
No.
Supposed to look in
the mirror. No. All this positive reinforcement crap. No.
You don't
mind. No, you need to be constantly negative about yourself so the world doesn't care about you. You need to face unpleasant facts and make something of yourself. Just existing is not something to be proud of. Now, it's better to exist than not. But
sure.
It's not like you need to earn it. Anyway, here's what this veteran campaign operative had to say. Quote, we know empirically that personal voter contact is the most effective model to persuade and turn out voters. He noted that the Biden campaign may miss crucial engagements with swing voters by foregoing door knocking. Time will tell if it hurts them or not. A successful presidential campaign that utilizes virtual vote gathering to gain a critical edge among voters would be a revelation in American politics, which has long prized the more intimate, folksy appeal of face-to-face campaign engagement. The Trump campaign, meanwhile, expressed confidence that its face-to-face tactic will pay off this year. President Trump and his campaign have always placed incredible value in connecting directly with voters. And right now, we're the only campaign asking people for their vote in person. Joe Biden believes he can win a race from his basement by buying television ads without making his case directly to the American people. But while he's taking votes for granted, we're firing on all cylinders with ads, targeted visits to key states, and our massive ground game operation. So we'll see. But, you know, this is the idea of the lid. The Biden campaign did not respond to repeated requests for comment regarding this major disparity in face-to-face voter interactions relative to Trump, nor did Biden's campaign respond to inquiries regarding several recent early morning lids, the campaign has called, in which staffers have informed the press that Biden will not be conducting any campaign activities on the day in question. On Tuesday and Thursday of this week alone, the campaign has called a lid before noon.
Well, you've got Democrats out there complaining, too.
Well, for instance, Biden on September 19th called a lid before 9 a.m., before I even started the show.
Joey had an early morning. He was up at 8:30, had his porridge, and he was tired.
Well, that's what he gets for eating porridge.
Porridge is delicious.
What are you talking about? Porridge? Eat some grits. What are you,
grits
Yankee?
Grits are okay, but I was introduced to porridge in Jamaica, and, man, porridge is pretty dang good. It's like different flavors.
Are you from the South?
Yes. Very Southern.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And yet you eat porridge.
I was introduced
like one of the three bears, or no, more like Goldilocks, and not grits.
I eat grits here, but you know, porridge is just a smoother grit, like an oatmeal. It's delicious. We could get you out of the studio. We could introduce you to things like porridge.
Well, that's why I stay in the studio, you and your Yankee ways. Biden did say on Wednesday that he would be prepping for the upcoming debates on Thursday, presaging his campaign's early lid on that day.
Yeah. I mean, it's, we're done for the day?
But here's the thing. Yet he also indicated that he hadn't really done much prep up to that point, telling reporters, I started to prepare, but I haven't really gotten into it.
I got hairy legs.
On Thursday, President Trump himself slammed Biden for short campaign days. Trump writing on Twitter that Biden was, in all caps, everybody, low energy individual. Wow. Our country cannot make it into these exciting but complex and competitive times with a low-energy president.
But that's what the party wants. They want Biden as the figurehead, and then the puppet masters can run the show.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, it's a perfect president for the establishment. Yeah.
But I saw where even a Texas Democratic Party chairman, and I'm going to slaughter his name, Alberto, we'll just say he's a Spanish person. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he said that traveling because of the using the excuse as a pandemic is a pretty lame excuse. He said, I thought that Biden had his own plane. He doesn't have to sit with one space between another person like we do on commercial jets. He said that by Biden not coming to Texas and Arizona, he's probably losing some of the Spanish vote there. Now, this is from his own party.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what strategy pays off.
I got a feeling it ain't the one that sits around.
But right now, COVID-19 is falling in the polls in terms of importance to voters in the election. It's still up there. There are a lot of people who still care about it and make that a deciding factor in their vote. But it's shifting to more of the economy, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And so we shall see. I mean, with this debate coming up on Tuesday, right after Trump names a nominee to replace RBG, and then, you know, Comey in the hot seat in front of Lindsey Graham on Wednesday. Things are really, really heating up. Before we go to a break, let's go to more Attorney General William Barr.
Yes.
And this was from last week at Hillsdale College. He's sitting down with President of Hillsdale, Larry Arn. Great guy. Let's listen in to this part of the Q&A. Take it away, Larry.
You've enjoyed excellent treatment by the media.
Huh?
Certainly they are.
Relative.
Certainly they are attentive.
Yeah.
Do you think, you know, for example, newspapers in the 19th century and the 18th century were often founded with party names in them. Mm-hmm. Something Federalist and the, you know, Arizona Republican. Is the press more partisan now? What do you make of it? Is it different in kind from what we've had in the past?
Well, I'm not. No, I mean, they're more ignorant than what we've had in the past. But you know, you go back. The press has gone. I'm not an expert on the history of the press, but yes, when you used to have, when de Tocqueville wrote, you used to have small towns that today couldn't support one newspaper supporting 10, 12, 15 newspapers. And yes, they were factional and they were political. And then, you know, to the extent there was a national press, there wasn't much of one, but to the extent there was, it was sometimes rapidly partisan and they were quite harsh and so forth. But then more recently they went through this long period where they were objective. It was a profession, journalism, and they were a profession and they held themselves out to be objective and they were journalists and they were, you know, trying to tell the truth, or that's what they told us. And that has gone by the boards long time ago. As I've said, you know, as soon as they started wording, the first time I heard the word narrative, there was like some period of time a few years ago where the word narrative just started popping up everywhere. with a narrative and a hidden narrative and that. I said, phew, that's it. We've had it, because the whole word suggests there's no objective truth, that it's everyone's perception of the truth. You have your narrative. You have your narrative. Who's to say whose narrative is correct? And so there's been, they don't care that they're not telling the truth, because they don't believe truth is a meaningful concept. It's about the pursuit of power. And
amen.
So I'd be more tolerant of it if they were informed people, but they're not. In the old days, even, you know, the great liberal journalists were very educated, erudite people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people like Walter Lippmann, H.L. Mencken is one of my favorites. And, of course, somebody like Mencken wrote a lot of stuff I really disagree with. He was definitely a man of his time in that regard. But, yeah, you look at how lowbrow stuff is. It's like the New York Times is becoming BuzzFeed, essentially. It is really remarkable to see what's become of the press and how we've also become an image-based society. And I don't mean like your own persona, like your public reputation. I mean like actual images on your phone, like Eddie's scrolling through right now on Chive. Gotcha, didn't I?
No. Emailing. Work.
Work. Okay. Yeah. But you don't ever scroll through images?
No, very often.
I believe you. I see you're doing Gmail or something like that.
Yeah. Very often, Joey.
Yeah. No, I do the same. Actually, I deleted Instagram.
You know what?
I didn't completely delete my account. I suspended it and deleted my app.
I've talked to a couple other people, and honestly, they're all about your age, and they're doing away with Instagram. Okay, I'm an old nerd. What is the deal? Why are y'all going away?
Well, it hit me one day. It's like, why am I looking at just a bunch of photos? Crap.
Okay.
Yeah. Occasionally, you know, I'm a young, single guy.
Right.
It's a lot of women, like, who are, you know, have all these followers because, you know, they're showing off.
Right.
And I was one of the followers, but it kind of hit me one day, whether it was that or wrestling. And there are a few people I followed that I enjoyed, you know, but it really was like you're just mindlessly scrolling and kind of, you know, tickling certain parts of your brain.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that looks hot. Or, interesting. Oh, that's funny. It wasn't like I realized it wasn't a very productive or healthy thing for me to be doing.
I got you.
And I found as soon as I deleted that app, I have more time to watch things like The Attorney General. I have more time to read, you know, books about actual history. I have more time to be an informed person, and it's more worthwhile than scrolling through, you know, who's the latest fitness model? What's the latest thing going on in AEW wrestling?
But sometimes it's good to have a little bit of escapism.
Yes.
But
you
can
see
where you can get trapped.
You do have to have balance, yes. Yes.
I have no balance.
Yeah, it's just kind of a, you know, taking stock of my own life, and I realized that these devices and these apps are designed very clearly to be addictive. They're designed to tickle those parts of your brain and get you to constantly scroll, scroll, scroll. If anything is wrong with Facebook, and I don't know if it's wrong, I think it's them trying to do their job, Facebook is designed to keep you on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Twitter is designed to keep you on Twitter. They want you constantly there consuming things from their platform and their product. And it really is a matter of, hey, unplug yourself occasionally from some of these apps, because it's not informing you most often. And sometimes it's just sort of the baser pleasures or images of life, you know, sex, violence, all that stuff. I mean, that's what we see all the time. And I almost feel like we've jumped the shark there. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm projecting my own personal changes onto the rest of the world. But
Are you maturing?
No, possibly. But it seems like also how far can the envelope be pushed towards, you know, the sex and violence and the scandal stuff and, you know, in popular media until people are like, yeah, seen it before.
Well, it's funny you say that. An Argentinian lawmaker was suspended after kissing a woman's breast during a Zoom meeting. A virtual congressional Zoom meeting.
Wait, kissed the screen?
No. He was in his office, perhaps, or maybe his home. And the story reads that someone came in there, a lady came in there, and he began to disrobe her a bit.
What?
Right.
What?
Right.
What are you doing?
Right. Now, Argentinians watch Congress as well.
Yeah, we don't watch C-SPAN.
Right. So, again, he's a politician over there, but it just shows you how some people have let that power go so far to their head that they this is normal to him. He should be able to get away with this.
Right.
What the hell is wrong with people?
Well, and there's another thing William Barr said that is very, very true. Is that it's all about power now. When it just becomes, of course, like, how do we begin life? We teach our kids stories. I mean, this goes back to the ways that we teach it. Like, even when you're have your kid in Bible school, you're not teaching them the most sophisticated understanding of Scripture. No, you're doing the basic story. And then you come back later as they get older and you add, here's the symbolic level of this. Here's what it actually means. Here's why it's the divine truth. But you get people in by telling stories. That's always important. Narrative is important.
George Washington cherry tree.
Right. But it's not a true story, but it tells you something about how you want your kids to see our leaders and the nation and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
And that's always been. Early historians of the Republic didn't see themselves as like scientists. They saw themselves as kind of novelists telling the story of the nation, the best ideals of the nation. And we've tried to become a little more sophisticated where you get primary sources, you're double-checking things, corroborating things. But I do worry that we can't have a political discussion these days because if somebody immediately disagrees with you, then you just write them, oh, you're dumb, or you're evil, or you're racist, or you're sexist. It's like, no, some people actually have thought about these things in their own unique way, and even though we might disagree, you might want to hear my understanding of why I've come to that conclusion. And that seems, we don't have time for that. It's all about power.
Right.
And it's all about using certain brands, and both sides do it, to say, no, those people are the evil sinners. I'm a sinner too, but vote for me. Yeah. I'm less of a sinner than
that guy.
Less
of a sinner, yep.
Yeah, the whole point of politics, folks, and you'll see this in the Biden-Trump debates, it's not to prove yourself a saint. It's to prove the other guy's more of a sinner. Mm-hmm. We'll see where this goes, but I just really do worry for the country when we can't, in the national press, seem to have a basic, honest conversation about complex issues, and there are a lot of them out there. Maybe it doesn't sell well, maybe it doesn't hold people's attention well, maybe people want to scroll through Instagram looking at people in bikinis, I don't know.
It becomes so emotional when you talk about politics with people, and other subjects as well, but it goes from you and I talking right now, within 10 seconds, one of us loses it. When you're talking a lot of politics with people, they get so emotional about it.
No, and I get it, because you feel like there's so much at stake. You feel like your very identity and the things you value the most. It really is something that gets, there's a reason they say at dinner parties don't talk about politics, religion, or sex. Those are very sensitive topics to people. And even if they've thought them through a lot, it's still an emotional. It's tied up in who you are. So no wonder people get upset. I can understand that, but here's again the element, here's a little pill of hope, a little bit of hope, is that if you look at what's happening with the internet, there's a lot of crap out there. There's a lot of the scrolling through Instagram or Chive or Facebook, Twitter, and all sorts of terrible things out there on the internet. But there's also a lot of incredible things happening on the internet where people are using long formats to have complex discussions, and they're reaching thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. And so I think this is worthwhile. When you get people to sit down, they can talk without interruption for 3 hours, and they're allowed to kind of make mistakes, misstate something. A lot of people think by talking out loud and mirroring off of somebody else.
Right.
So I can see the media shifting away from the glitz and glam of cable news, or what Barr was referring to, the sort of old days, post-war era, starting in the 50s, but it was a little before that, of, objective journalism. We are the journalist profession. Yeah, sure. I think that's going by the wayside. And what you're getting now is people realizing, oh, the freedom of the press isn't just for the press, the so-called official people who put on a press badge. Freedom of the press is for everybody. And we now have the communication technology where it's really cheap for anybody to get out there. Now, just because you have the ability doesn't mean you should.
There you go.
Like, everybody can write a book, but most people's book would be crap, I would say.
You are correct.
Jerry. Right. You might be able to hook up and put a video. Just go look at TikTok. It's not about the Chinese owning it.
Just go look at the
troubled souls on TikTok. Like, I saw this one girl on the other day. It's like, a little plump, and that's fine. But she had on a lot of makeup, like excessive amounts of makeup. And she was talking in this voice here. Who's that sound like to you, Eddie?
I don't know, Joe. He freaking me out with that.
Well, you know, hey, guys, this is Michael Jackson here.
Oh, boy.
It was this very rotund woman with excess makeup. Yeah, I'm possessing this this lovely girl's body. I'm Michael Jackson.
Oh, Lord.
She was, and at first I'm like, she's got to be joking. This has got to be a skit. And then you watch it more, and like, oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, so just because you can hook up to the internet and post a video yourself doesn't mean you should.
Yeah. I'm learning that, Joey.
Yeah, it's just, again, it's a constant theme of the show. The internet is like this...
Well, it's a two-sided sword, man.
It's this thing that is, you know, the thing. You know the thing.
The deal.
Yeah, it's like this space alien that landed on Earth, and it's now affecting human civilization in ways we're just beginning to understand. And I think a good side of that is that it is disrupting the media and giving more people the opportunity to have good conversations. But it's also playing into that, you know, reptilian brain of ours and saying, hey, come look at all the pleasures of life and don't really think about life. Just be distracted constantly.
But I like one of the features the president is using on this with these social platforms. He doesn't go through the press. We don't get a filtered message anymore.
Right, and it's
fantastic. We get it straight out of his mouth.
And sometimes you're like, oh, he needs some filtering.
Yes, but, there are times. So there's a good and bad.
Right, but there are other times where you're like, all right.
Yeah,
to hear him straight.
Could you imagine if he didn't have that platform and we just got our messages through the press, how effed up that message would be? He would say, everybody drive on the correct side of the road. Somehow, by the end of the day, that story would be, we are changing. We're all driving opposite now.
We're doing the British model.
That's right.
Good God. Yeah. Crazy times. And so as we head into what is going to be an eventful weekend and week, folks, just know that you can take a breath. There's a lot at stake. And make your voice heard. Join those caravans, those boat caravans, or those interstate rallies.
That's right.
If you so please. Put a sign in your yard if you want. Get out there and vote if you want. But just remember to take a deep breath and don't forget your neighbors. Don't forget that family and friends. We'll get through this in due time. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks. Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
When we go
out for lunch? We love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Sinclair's offers takeout if you need to grab and go, and you can also have Sinclair's delivered through the Grubhub delivery app.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Don't miss the final days to save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed and adjustable base, plus free premium delivery ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Lieutenant Governor of New York is remembering. You remember the Elliot Spitzer scandal?
Oh, yes.
Where's the madam? And
oh, yeah.
Well, here's a quote from the Lieutenant Governor who took over for Elliot Spitzer. Quote, "It's the best benefit I ever got from sex, and I wasn't even there." That's pretty good.
He's got a good sense of humor.
That's pretty good. Apparently, Governor DeSantis has lifted all remaining COVID, coronavirus, China flu, Chinese virus, restrictions from Florida. So that's great news. DeSantis, I think, is making himself into a rock star.
Yep.
Maybe see him try to do things later in life. This part of the program, this part of News and Views, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. As I told you in the first hour, you can still get 55% off. All those videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file for your computer, those tapes are not just collecting dust, folks. They're also deteriorating over time. So preserve those old memories, those old analog memories, by bringing them into the digital future. VHS, Betamax, even little camcorder tapes, you can get those transferred to a digital format. And then you can copy those to your heart's desire, send it to family and friends around the country. It really is a great way to preserve those old memories and help take you back, or help jog that nostalgia. Dan Black Studios can also offer you full video production, whether they're editing together raw video footage you already have shot. Maybe you do reproduce or, you know, transfer over some old memories. Say it's like a 50th anniversary party.
Right.
Like wedding anniversary. Dan Black can help edit together a great, you know, here's been our life together for you, and play that at the party, something like that. Or maybe you, you know, want to remember that wedding. Maybe you have a presentation to your school, your church, or maybe simply from full production from the ground up, you need a TV commercial or an online branding video. All these things can be done at Dan Black Studios. So give Dan Black and the team a call today. 38-year business that has proved themselves, and that's how they've earned that professional reputation. 38 years of great, excellent service. 279-6036, 279-6036. Or go to danblackstudios.net. We'll go back to the Attorney General William Barr sitting down at Hillsdale College last week. He's going to reiterate a point I made just a little bit ago, and it's one that bears repeating here in this new internet age.
You know, actually, so the freedom of the press is something I have. It's something you have, it's something we all have, because it was written at a time when you had pamphleteers and anyone could get their views out. In some ways, we're going back to that with the internet, which has many very bad effects. But the fact of the matter is that this idea that the media, someone who puts on a press thing, somehow has more rights than somebody else to freedom of speech, or that what they write or put out is somehow legitimate journalism and what you write is not, is nonsense.
He almost said something else.
YouTube and Google are private companies, big private companies, and they have an announced policy that they will not permit anything on their platform that calls into question the World Health Organization guidelines. And so last week, three-month-old article by Scott Atlas, who's recently disgraced himself by going to work in the White House, was taken down. And that means that YouTube and Google made a decision that his, you know, of course we now know he's not really a scientist because somebody at CNN said he wasn't. But what about that? Is that constitutional? Does the degree of control collected in those companies make them subject to some law than, other than just doing what they want?
Well, it's, you know, I think it's constitutional in the sense that as long as it's not state action involved, because private people, you know, have the ability to do that. What you really have to ask yourself is the market power they have, the power that they've attained over time in the market, and whether, you know, their questions, you know, whether we can inject more competition and more diversity into the market. You know, de Tocqueville famously talked about the real risk of the United States and democracy generally was slipping into soft despotism, the kind of world we see about us now. And he said he thought the two things that could save the United States from this was religion and the freedom of the press. But what he said about the freedom of the press was it's very diversity. It wasn't, he had a very low opinion of the press, de Tocqueville. He didn't think that the freedom of the press would save the United States because, you know, these guardians of the truth and expose are out there on the front line protecting our liberties. Far from it. But what he said was the sheer diversity. Because when you get into a position where there's one person, you know, one force or power lashing the multitude, you get the militant majority, the galvanized majority, which was the great threat. And as you know, under, you know, the framers thought that there were different ways they were preventing, you know, the coalescence of these different factions. And nowadays, it's hard to imagine a more concentrated situation where people are all fed the same crap. And you can galvanize a majority like that in this country.
That's why I keep saying the corporate press. At first, I was shocked when the president said it, but the corporate press is the problem, the enemy.
Yeah.
Feeding the same exact message everywhere. And it's not because it's the objective truth. It's because it's the issue du jour. 272-9228. You know, it's very nice to hear an attorney general sit down and speak in this manner. Often they, you know, they're talking about crime rates and the latest legal action, but to see William Barr relaxed and laying back and talking about how he sees the country, its history, how it's framed, its traditions, it's very refreshing. You know, Ted Cruz has a nickname for Attorney General Barr.
What's that?
The Honey Badger. Because, you know, the Honey Badger doesn't give any. Mm-mm. Honey Badger doesn't care at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, and I think that is an apt description of Attorney General Barr. Got to hit another break here. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program before we're closing up shop here for the week. Dan Moore Show coming up at noon with Dan Morris, the man himself. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
you're going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th, with a salute to our veterans. Sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5, and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis, along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Derrick Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're working into some improvements in our weather. Gradually, we'll get into some sunshine. There could be an isolated stray shower somewhere. Today's high 83, tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, clearing later in the day. It's going to be warmer. Mid-80s Saturday, mid-80s again on Sunday. Sunday afternoon, there could be a few showers, possible thunderstorm perhaps. We're looking ahead the next week, and I see an important cold front with scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday night. Much nicer air behind it Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, and beyond. Comfortable air and cooler nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Switch to WOW Super Fast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month with no contracts and a contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Final segment here of News and Views from 9 till noon on a fine Friday. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Now, you know, I put out this on the Book of Faces. Y'all can follow me on Facebook.
Yeah.
Just look up Joey Clark and you'll see my lacking facial hair. Yeah,
pretty muggy.
And you can also follow me on Twitter. I'm being a little more active on Twitter now, at TheJoeyRC. You can find me there, at TheJoeyRC on Twitter. And, you know, but I put it on Facebook, you know, ask me anything about me, about life, whatever you want to ask. And, you know, some of these questions are weak. Tony asked, so how long have you been channeling John Wick? Apparently my whole life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Keanu was a good role model, definitely. I think.
And a good guy.
And don't you dare kill my dog or I will kill you.
I hope so.
East of the Rockies asks, mm-hmm. So if it's neither here nor there, where is it? Well, obviously, east, nowhere.
Let's see.
Why do people park in driveways and drive on parkways?
It's the British that came up with that.
Yeah. Well, it's the British Empire, yep. Imperial idiocy.
Thank you.
And then Elaine asked an interesting question. What besides governor is the most complex position in Alabama government? Why are so many people in Alabama state-centric? What does it matter where a person is born? Well, I think it does matter where you're born. I mean, culture is sort of this amorphous thing, and you can tell often whether or not somebody is from a particular area just by the manner they speak. It's always healthy to go to a different part of the country, and you'll realize how different you are in little ways, maybe not that important, but little ways. And, of course, you can always have odd ducks. Like me, people still ask me to this day, where are you from?
Right.
Like, here. I'm here.
You have such an accent, Joey.
Yeah. But the most complex position other than governor, I don't know if the governor is the most complex, but maybe the head of retirement systems.
Oof, that's a lot of pressure there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the chief of staff for the governor. I mean, and a lot of the legislative staff do a lot of work.
Yeah, they do a lot of work, yeah.
But that's more a Jack Campbell question. And people are state-centric here because we're proud. We dare defend our rights. 272-9228. Randall.
That honk, Sweet Home Alabama, that sweet song. We're very proud of this.
Right,
state.
Right. And in Birmingham, they love the governor. Randall.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Randall?
Hey, that's a good part of the song, huh? It does stick out for some reason, but better yet, do you remember the first question you asked on your show on the first day you started?
Does our reach exceed our grasp?
Our grasp. Yeah, you know, I pondered that a lot, man. And I can't even remember what answer I gave you that day. I can remember the question because you could really, you know what I mean, grab it in so many different ways, you know. So, I mean, that's something everybody could ponder. That was Joey's first question to his audience. And, that's been a damn good ride, bro.
Well, and I think my answer was, well, sometimes it does, but if you lack the imagination and you don't have faith in God and the human spirit, then you'll never grab for, you know, more heights. Yeah, you know, what brought that up was the hurricane that 2 years ago, was that Irma, passed through Florida, and there are a lot of folks saying, well, maybe we should just give up civilizing Florida. It's like, no, how dare you? How dare you? The same thing with the folks out in California right now. Wherever you are, the whole point of civilization is wrestling with Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Overcoming it. It is that, you know, idea of achieving.
Harnessing Mother Nature.
This idea, we'll just go back to, you know, being one with nature. No, okay, if you want a lot more people to die from all sorts of basic diseases and natural disasters, yeah, let's do that.
When you say one with nature, all I can think about is people that don't bathe.
That is so much more deeper than what y'all know the snake oil story. That's not no bull crap. That is a real creek. That oil the oil was so plentiful it used to seep out of the banks, and they would bottle up. They rubbed it on all kind of, you know what I mean. It started with animals, but then it really worked. It wasn't snake in the bay, but that's how they changed history. They made you think that he was, and it was Rockefeller. Now he was truly a snake oil salesman because that's what they branded him as later. But he helped a lot of animals, man, a lot of people. But the reason the earth you can't control nature as good as we could back then because they mined it all out. Look, that goes right back to Nikola Tesla. If all the oil was still in the ground and the granite is a big part of it, but all them tunnels is a big part of it too. That's why they couldn't put that tube thing in from California to Las Vegas.
Right.
They can't do it because there's so many daggone tunnels already there. I can't wait, bro. I love you getting on Twitter because that's gonna take you places. To, you know what I mean? Gonna make you. It ain't about proving people wrong. It's about proving people in the future to
We're
be
just
right.
Having a little fun and trolling people.
Yeah, but it's going to get you. It's going to grab you. I really believe it will. I believe it'll get you in there, and you'll start, man, because there's a lot of links in there. You know what I mean? You can find, that's where I found out about they wired all the mosques in Saudi Arabia. That's why Allah he's been served. It's once the world knows about Allah, but Donald Trump used helped Saudi Arabia put technology in all the mosques, and now the allies all over the world, they have fulfilled their endowment. Now they are released. Now it may not be the same kind of release y'all saw, but they can go out and do pretty much what they want. It's more than this 5%. But they use it against us, a lot of, you know, religion. I think that was one of the first dividing too, you know, and then they just jumped off that, and I think that's going to come up too about being Catholic and the new judge coming up, because there's no Christians on the board anymore. It's two Jews and the rest are Catholic, but it used to not be that way. And so now I don't know what made that change, but that's going to, you know, I don't know when they're going to start bringing that up, but I'm sure the next one that he appoint is going to somebody's going to catch on to that, and they're going to want to say they won't want that. They want to be, you know, I guess, deserved. Because if you listen to some of the talk between Catholics and Baptists, it breaks my heart sometimes that we can't just come, you know, sit down and, you know, and I'll sing Kumbaya, as you say. I know you're getting there. Love you, baby.
See you, Randall.
Oh, man.
272-9228, though, we're pretty much out of time here. No, it's funny. The one thing that it seems everybody can come together to agree on and laugh about is how much we disagree. Like, I just shared a simple statement last night on the Book of Faces. Got a lot of reactions from it.
Yeah?
All I said was, I love how politics brings people together.
Now, Joey, that's not that simple of a statement.
And I had people from the left, from the right, laughing at this.
That's incredibly divisive.
Yeah, because I think people are a little fed up. Even when you're fighting the good cause and you really believe in your cause, your team, your party, your president, there is probably something in the back of your mind that's like, I wish it wasn't like this.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't so contentious. I think a lot of people have that natural inclination. Now, some people like a good fight.
Yeah, but some people just wish everybody was on their team.
Yeah.
I mean, but now the good fight theory with, let's say, Alabama Auburn. Mm-hmm. I don't hate Alabama fans. I love the back and forth that we have with each other. I consider that to be very healthy. But in a political kind of form, I like people to be on my side. I don't like the challenge.
Right.
But that's where we are.
No, the debate's a good thing. That's what our country should be about. But it should be, at best, an honest debate, not just a dishonest struggle for power. And then so often
personal.
What it's become. Yeah.
That's the part I can't stand.
Well, in a way, Donald Trump is a symptom of this.
Oh,
he's
definitely.
Like, wait, y'all are going to play the game this way? Okay, well, I'm going to play the game even better than you.
I don't think they knew he was so good at that game, Joe.
Right, very persuasive. Oh, we only got a Bennett left, so news talk, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Joel. I love Randall, but he's got it all wrong. He says there's no Christians. Catholics are Christians.
Yeah, I heard that too, and I just kind of let it pass. But
yeah, you got Protestants and you got Catholics, but both of them are Christians.
Right.
So I don't know where he's coming from, but anyway.
Yeah, even Martin Luther, I think, didn't say, you know, the Roman Catholic Church was non-Christian. It's just that they were very corrupt, which he had a point. He had a point.
Us Baptists are a little bit corrupt sometimes too, you know.
Well, we are human beings, aren't we?
Yes, we are. But anyway, y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Joel.
You too, Joel. Yeah, I caught that too, but I was like, I'll just let it.
It's Friday.
Yeah, don't have time to get into theological disputations here with 30 seconds.
You are the expert on that. Now, everyone here,
sure.
I'll give you that floor
sure,
any day.
Sure, yeah, sure. I'm just working my way through Aquinas these days. I'll be on to Averroes next and Maimonides after that.
Sweet.
Good God. Dan Morris is next. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back bright and early Monday morning, hopefully with my co-host Jack Campbell. Eddie should be joining us
as well.
What a week. What a weekend it's going to be. Stay tuned for the president
announcing his
nominee. College football as well. First debate of the presidential election here Tuesday night. James Comey being interviewed on Wednesday by Lindsey Graham. So much happening. Looking forward to it.
Good week, man.
You'll have a good weekend.